Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, when your man wanna
when we met, I'll never forget. I didn't want you to go away. The feeling I'm feeling, I know that it's real. So let's go slow, cause I ain't letting this go. And when we kick it, it just feels different. So baby, I'm gonna give you your space. Let the haters be mad, they don't make you laugh. And plus you kissed me on the first day.
It's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait.
It's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait. They say that a man can find it the wise, find it the good thing. And I want a good thing. Someone who cooks, someone who cleans, take care of the crib, and I'ma bring home the cream. A lady in the street, and a freak in the bed. She listen when I speak, and I hear what she says. Girl, I know that you don't want a thing you used to. So I'm telling you,
it's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait.
It's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait. I know what you've been through, girl.
That's why I'm taking my time.
There's no more hurting you, girl.
Eventually you'll be mine.
I'ma show them how to treat you.
In a hard time, never leave you.
I'ma show you that I want. Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait.
It's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait.
It's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait.
It's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait.
It's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait.
It's no pressure.
Baby, we can move at your pace.
I ain't gon' rush.
Cause good things come to those who wait.
Pop needs Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pop.
That's right, you already know.
It is. You know, it's through it all Thursday. You know, we just got all over the hump day. You know what I'm saying? Slide on into the weekend. Tomorrow is Feel Yourself Friday because y'all know y'all finna get ready to get out there and feel yourself. We got a special segment starting tomorrow. We'll be trashed or blasted on Feel Yourself Friday.
Where, you know,
yeah, where, you know, artists could send their music in and we'll put it on trashed or blasted. And they go against another upcoming artist or a song. And, you know, callers will call in or, you know, hit us up on Facebook, email, or Twitter, or, you know what I'm saying, and let us know. Should we trash that junk or we should blast it to the moon with the stars, you know? So that definitely will be popping tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, or Feel Yourself Friday. What more than to do it, what day to do it on, but Feel Yourself Friday, because, you know, the song will be, probably be feeling it, people will be feeling it, and they're going to blast that shit with the stars. You dig? Well, let's do it all Thursday, and y'all know a lot of y'all going through it all, because, you know, Valentine's Day coming up, and y'all know y'all probably kind of sneak around and try to get everything together for that, but, you know, y'all arguing and fighting and all that stuff. You know, this, you know, hey, ladies, check this out. I'm going to give y'all a secret. You know, this is the time where niggas going to try to, first of all, it's tax season. it's tax season, and it's Valentine's Day. So you know the niggas is going to be kissing asses. They might kiss the pinky toe and everything. They're going to get your bath water running and all that stuff. But then at the same time, niggas going to try to talk shit, swallow spit, because they don't probably want to get you nothing for Valentine's Day. But you better make that nigga get something, a piece of cake, a piece of candy, a shoestring, something. Shit. You know what I'm saying, Boutang? Boutang didn't cut off her. She's having technical difficulties with her phone right now. I can see that. But, you know, I'm still going to keep it popping and keep on moving like I always do. Y'all know what I mean? Because this is King Shine, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, and this is Soda Pop Radio, and it's Through It All Thursday. Oh, you know what it is. It's Through It All Thursday. You already know that we're going to keep on pushing, you know what I'm saying? Ms. Boutang, you over there having technical difficulties with the phone, huh?
Man, you already know. I'm back like a crack.
What's up, motherfucking shit? We got contract. Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, you hear what I was saying about how it's tax season and it's Valentine's Day is coming up, so you know these niggas are gonna be kissing ass and kissing toenails and stuff, you know. Might have your bad one.
You
know,
feel me.
Yeah, so you know, man. I know majority of these fat females out here. Hey, much love to y'all fat girls. I ain't got no problem with fat girls. If you look good.
Yeah, much love to fat girls. Because my people told me I'm a cheeseburger away from being fat. They said, girl, you sick right now, but if you eat one more cheeseburger, your ass is going to be fat. I was like, damn. So that means I'm thinking, fat. Huh? No, I'm just
fat. Hey, but you know, they going to get that cake and the ice cream. So these niggas out here running around, so I'm gonna let y'all know, hey, y'all, fat girls, thick girls, or big bony girls, y'all look out, because these niggas is gonna be after y'all, because they know it's tax season, and they know you got some money coming, so you might get a elaborate gift for Valentine's Day, because he gonna get it back. Oh, yeah, he gonna get it back.
I know, right?
He definitely gonna get it back. Well, let's do it on Thursdays. And we're going to get y'all through it all today, man. If you got any problems or issues, man, this is your time to vent and give us some.
Yes.
We give that therapy, you know what I'm saying? We'll be your therapist today. You know?
Boutang is your therapist today. Get at me, holler at me, tell me what's been going on. Tell me about your girl. She acting funny because her taxes coming through. She don't want to give you none. You know what I'm saying? Let me know, and I'm going to tell you how to handle the situation. You feel me?
Yeah, we're going to tell you how to get through this, man. Yeah, you can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that's
714-242-6167.
And we definitely going to be there to get you through this today, you know what I'm saying, and through Valentine's Day, man, because, hey, we already know. Hey, tax season, man, you already know what it is, dude. It is Through It All Thursday, and this is Soda Pop Radio, and I am your host, DJ King Shine, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole. So don't get mad if you hear something that you don't like coming out of my mouth. Don't take it personal. I still love you, because I believe in love, peace, and hair, grease, and today. I'm going to get you through it all. You know
and
what
I'm
I mean?
Your co-host. And I'm your co-host, Ms. LaShondra, a.k.a. Boutang, you know. And please don't be offended if I say anything, because I always say some crazy things.
And it is. There you go. And we can get back into this movement that we're doing. And it could be only you, because only you. Hey, I love big girls, too. It might not be your beauty, but it'll be your money. You did. <dig?
laughs>
Yeah, I dedicate it to all y'all out there. All y'all big girls coming out there.
I just want you to know that throughout it all, it's only you that stuck by me. And for that, I thank you. I love you. Ashanti.
broken heart. You wore these jeans, girl, you wore these jeans, and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what the means do to me. If you wanna get down on one knee, you got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans.
Attention, all light as a feather, gravity defying ass niggas. You need to get your weight up, player. It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, I can hear your light ass chain rattling when you come in the club, nigga. Sound like Santa Claus. Just ching-a-ling-a-ling, ching-a-ling-a-ling. Riding around town in that light ass vehicle. Every time your cell phone ring, your CD player stops. It's a damn shame, nigga. Your car ain't big enough, your bank ain't big enough, your gun ain't big enough, and your dank ain't big enough. Get your hate down and get your motherfucking weight up, nigga!
Yeah. Ooh.
playing them hits that's gonna get you through the day. You know what I mean? Food thing. Man, this woman be having technical difficulties with her phone. It's through it all Thursday. And I'm going to help you get through it all. Check this out. Today we're going to talk about some real crazy-ish. Some real crazy-ish. That this crazy stuff had me just my heart, and I was about ready to cry when I found this shit out today. Man, this shit is crazy. But about 9:15, 9:30, we're going to talk about a 9-year-old girl gives birth. 9 years old, y'all. 9. So that means that she had to be pregnant when she was 8 years old if she gave birth at 9. When I heard that shit, it hurt my heart. Really hurt my heart and sent chills. But we're going to get into that discussion about 9:15, 9:30. Also, I got another thing to talk about is the L.A. shooting with the police, a former police officer in L.A. is running amok. We'll get into that a little bit later and stuff. You know what it is. Just do it all Thursday and shit. It seemed like motherfuckers was going through, or as I look through Facebook right now, people is going through it today and stuff, man. I told you, it's tax season, Valentine's Day. Niggas acting retarded and shit, so, you know, motherfuckers going to go through it. And today is the day motherfuckers going through it, man. You might as well jump on Soda Pop Radio and listen to this music to help y'all get through it. You know, you can tune in by calling up the number 714-242-6167, or you can get online and type in blogtalkradio.com/sodapopradio. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/sodapopradio, or you could call in at 714-242-6167 and tune in, talk shit, swallow spit. Tell us what's going on. Maybe we can help you through a little problem you're going through today. It's through it all Thursday, so, you know, maybe we can throw on some R&B music that you want to hear and get you through this day. But until then, I'm going to get back into this music because I'm not going to talk all day. You know what it is, and you know what it be.
New Music Group presents the second annual Twin Cities Urban Music Awards, live Friday, March 15th, downtown Minneapolis at Epic Event Center. Yeah, it's an 18-plus event, $10 in advance, $15 for advanced VIP. Doors in the red carpet ceremony starts at 9 p.m. Limited sponsorship packages available until February 15th. And check it, No Limit Forever Records, A&R, will be in the building.
What up, Twin City? This is Dollar B, A&R, No Limit Forever Records. Come join me at the Urban Music Awards Friday, March 15th. And join me Saturday as we do the Showcase Showdown in Minnesota. Bring your A-game because I'm looking for talent. Maybe it's you.
The death is...
She want it, I can tell she want it. Want me to push up on it, for she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 and Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it, get it. Work,
I see you, baby.
Work it, work it.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Someone like my wrist be there, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this shit. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I gonna lick it, lick it, lick it till I hickey. Had that river running, keep you running till you empty.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working, balance? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty. Well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely?
Party jumping, show this shit's a perfect tissue. She rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's nothing. She shit just like an hourglass. See how fast an hour passes. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this show on blaze. Work it like a pro, sit and watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor. She bouncing fast, she take it slow. So sexual, incredible, she beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't seen nothing better, yo.
Look how she twerk it, the way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I do not it, I'm gonna make it. Girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
like
get it, get it.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me.
Put it down on me.
Radio that pop, put it down on me. I need them text. I need a tax return. Shit, I'm gonna put it down on you for real. I need a tax return. Man, it's Through It All Thursday. You two, Minnesota Pop Radio, and I'm your host, King Sean, aka Mr. Do The Most, and with my co host, Miss Boo Thang, in the building trying to get you through your Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, hey, Boo Thang, hey, I was doing my research today, you know what I'm saying, to get the topic of what I want to talk about today, man. But somebody shot out something on Facebook about a 9-year-old girl having a baby, right? So when I was discussing it with my girl, I was like, man, that's impossible. How could a 9-year-old girl have a baby? And she was like, hey, a female can have their cycle anywhere between.
Yep,
from,
whenever they have their cycle. Whenever they start coming on their menstruum, that's when it's okay for them to start having kids. And that is so crazy because, like, back in the day, little girls didn't come on their menstruum until, like, 12 or 13. I would never expect for a 9-year-old to come on. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, so when she was telling me, like, when they was actually talking about it on Facebook, and I was like, I don't believe that shit. A 9-year-old can't handle no damn baby.
What the fuck? Yes, they can.
They can't handle a baby. And I was thinking, because my baby is 10 years old. Shit, I'll be damned if she get pregnant at this motherfucking age. I'm killing her and the little boy. Where it is. Shit, I'm going to jail because I'm going to kill both of their asses, right? So I did the research. I was like, I was dumbfounded. And I felt chills. Now, when I read the story, I felt chills and I was about ready to cry because I'm just thinking, damn, that could be my baby. You know what I mean? So there was this girl that was 9 years old that gave birth. It was 8 years old when she was pregnant, but she gave birth when she was 9. And it happened in Mexico. So.
Oh, no wonder. Shit. Mexico, they probably start early over there. Shit. You know they be having 10 kids. They have to start early. No.
Yeah.
Just playing.
So. This is the news from ABC News. It was posted February 6th at 2:42 p.m. But this is what Ann Lauren wrote. It says a 9-year-old Mexican girl under the reported name Define gave birth to a girl on January 27, 2013, in Jalisco, Mexico. Both mother and child are at home and healthy. Dr. Ingram Rabago, director of Zimpa Hospital, said at a press conference this morning. The search continues, according to the authorities, for the baby's 17-year-old father, who may be criminally charged for having a sexual relationship with Define. Due to her young age, we don't know if she is being entirely truthful, says Lorena Gonzalez, Corona spokesperson at Julio State Prosecution Office, who received an account of the relationship from the young mother, who described a loving relationship. According to Corona, the 17-year-old and Define were dating, but the young girl is unwilling to release any further information regarding the association between the two. She did not realize that she was pregnant until the 7th month. Said Corona. Her boyfriend suggests Define move in with him and to raise the child together, but when the young mother refused, her boyfriend decided to leave town 2 months ago, says Corona. State authorities are searching for the father of the child to acquire his own account of what occurred between the two. The prosecutor's office in the state of Jalisco said they are willing to request cooperation from neighboring state authorities if necessary. Corona says that the state prosecutor is still open to the possibility of rape of a child sex abuse or child sex abuse. Define, who is one of 11 children, lives in Axatecan de los Mebrados or some shit over there in Mexico, a poverty-stricken neighborhood 25 miles south of Guadalajara. Her parents work all day and were not watching after her, says Corona, and therefore didn't realize what was about to happen. The girl was given a C-section at the time of birth. Due to her young age, to the fact that her body was not ready to give birth, says Roboja, the medical team decided a C-section was the best option for both mother and child.
Dang.
Now, it says, Define, who is, Rabona said at the press conference that Define will be receiving both medical and psychological attention. Last year in Zapper Hospital, around 25% of pregnancies were among teens. That's not a teen. That is a baby. That the girl is 9 years old. But on top of that, the dude was 17 fucking years old. What
type of interest does a 17-year-old have with a 9-year-old? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck could y'all have in common? You know what I'm saying?
She wasn't even 9. She was 8.
Still the same damn thing. Like, that's crazy. An 8-year-old G, like, whoa, that's crazy. My daughter will be 7 years old this year. I'm about to keep close attention on this motherfucker, for real.
Man, I'm telling you, man, my baby girl, she don't even go out the house unless I know exactly where it is. She goes to a friend's house. I got to know who the parent. I'm meeting the parent. I'm meeting everybody. I'm not playing that because I wish a nigga would. Fool, you got me fucked up. I'm not a daddy. I'm a fucking father. You got me fucked up, nigga. If I ain't got no burner, I got a knife. I got a bat. I got a fork. I got a butter knife. Something's going to happen.
You got your fences, and
I got matches and a lighter and gasoline.
You're trying to kill a motherfucker.
I was trying to burn up the whole fucking neighborhood about my baby.
This is my whole thing. The parents, like, what the fuck? Like, okay, they was working all day and stuff. I understand, like, that's Mexico. They probably was working from the morning to the day night. But, like, y'all didn't notice that y'all 8-year-old stomach was getting bigger. She was getting bigger. She was pregnant. They was just okay with her having a baby. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, for real, a fucking 17-year-old with a 9-year-old, 8-year-old? Come on, man. I mean, what the fuck is this world going to? I mean, man, that shit almost had me in tears when I read that shit. When I read that shit, I had chills, goosebumps, and I was about to fucking cry. Every time my daughter walked past me, I just about ready to cry because if something happened to her, I swear to God, the devil think he's a motherfucking devil. I'll fuck around. If I go to hell, the devil won't have a fucking throne in hell no more because it'll be all changed. It'll be King Sean's land. For real. If something ever happened to my baby or any one of my kids or any one of my loved ones like that, man, I swear. That shit really hurt my heart. It really did.
I already know, because, you know, when I first heard about it, I heard there was a little Chinese girl. So, like, I heard, you know when you hear stuff from somebody else, they heard it from somebody else, the story get all changed up. But, like, Chinese, Mexican, whatever, like, that's just so crazy. It's almost hard to believe, you know what I'm saying?
I already know. I mean, that shit is just so fucking crazy and so hurtful to my heart.
Yeah,
I hope
and it only just makes you think about your own kids. It always just makes you think about your own kids. Like, what the fuck? Like, could that have been my daughter?
Yeah.
Hell no, because my daughter ain't about to be around no 17-year-old ass creep.
Man, if my daughter come around and I have male friends over here, I don't even like, hey, get the fuck out of his face. Move around. Straight up. I don't even like her talking to him. Like, man, I got homeboys that I got, like, my best friend that she do call uncle and shit, and I still tell her, get the fuck out their face.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel, because my daughter is so fucking friendly. She want to sit on people's laps. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't understand, like, niggas is creeps out here. She just want to be in everybody's face, and I be having to tell her, like, no, Maya, no, this is not what's up. Don't sit on his lap. Don't stay out of grown people's face. Stay out of teenagers' face. Fuck you. Stay out of niggas' face, period. Big creeps, stay all the creeps.
I still tell my daughter, boys got what? Boys got cooties. I still tell her to the day the boy got cool. Stay away from me. Shit.
Right. And that's what I'm gonna tell my daughter too. Stay away from me. She gonna say it's chilling in her head. She gonna be scared of niggas fucking with me, like, oh my god, I'm gonna have cooties. Don't talk to me.
My daughter know better, cause she know I will beat that ass and beat that boy's ass. I didn't have one issue with my daughter already with her kissing the boy. I swear, I cussed out the little boy and I snatched her ass up and whooped her ass and everything. People was telling me I shouldn't do that because that's what kids do. No, I beat the brakes off her little ass.
Yeah, no. That's probably what they do, but that's why you're here to whoop their ass so they can know don't do this stupid shit again.
Yeah, I beat the brakes off her ass. She knows she better let me fucking catch wind of that she didn't kiss some boy or something.
Yeah, they got to learn from their mistakes, just like yeah, we learned from our mistakes.
Yeah.
But that was a mistake. You got your ass beat. Hopefully you won't do this shit again because I'm going to fuck you up again.
Definitely. Well, you know, if you guys got any questions or want to say anything about that, you can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. We're going to get back into this music. So, y'all got any questions, go ahead and hit us up about this, man, about a 9-year-old girl being pregnant, just having a baby by a 17-year-old boy. She had to get pregnant at 8 years old. She had a baby when she was 9. It just happened recently. It's a Mexican girl in Mexico. They're looking for the father. He's about 17 years old. Man, if y'all got any questions about that, yeah, hit us up at 714-242-6167. We're going to get into the song as these callers call in, and I'm going to get to these callers. All right? That's what it is.
Yep.
Take your time.
Yes.
Send chills down the spine.
Yes.
You're one of a kind.
Yes.
That's what I gotta make you mine.
Yes.
Boy, you turn me on.
Yes.
Got me feeling hot.
Yes.
Now I'm really gone.
Yes. She like the kisses down low. kisses down low.
Radio that pop, you dig? And it's through it all Thursdays, and we're trying to get you through it all. I know I need to get through it all today because, man, the shit that I heard today It really touched me and hurt my heart, man. A 9-year-old girl having a baby, man. That shit is crazy. I don't understand what the fuck this world is coming through with that shit, man. How the fuck a 70-year-old boy is gonna have something in common with a fucking 8-year-old? Are you fucking serious, man?
Yeah.
That shit really hurt my heart. Definitely, it did, man. Definitely hurt my heart. But also, too, on some other news that I was bring about. It's going down in L.A. Man, you know, it always go down in L.A. Something always happens in L motherfucking to the A.
Oh, this happened in L.A.?
No, the girl, the thing with the little girl happened in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
This is what I got to talk about now. Happened in L.A. Okay. I'm just going to get into discussion, right? I'm just going to get into the news, the headline and shit. 8 hours ago, this happened like 8 hours ago, it says Christopher Darnell Manhunt, a former LAPD officer, attempts to flee the county before allegedly shooting cops. Y'all hear what I just said? Did y'all hear what I just said? Christopher Darnell Manhunt, a former LAPD officer, attempts to flee the county before allegedly shooting cops.
I think I seen something about that on the news earlier. It was just like a flash at the bottom. You know how you read the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
But I didn't really hear the whole story about it.
All right. This is the story. The fire ex-Californian cop who set off a region worldwide manhunt after allegedly shooting 3 police officers this morning. 1 fatality and had initially gone to a yacht club near San Diego where police say he attempted to steal a boat and flee to Mexico. Police say the former police officer Christopher Jordan Garner, 33, who officials believe posted an online manifesto outlining his plan to terminate his former colleagues and their families, is armed with a long gun and might have several other guns, highly capacitated magazines. He is also believed to have access to military uniforms because he has served in the Navy. We are considering him armed and dangerous, LT Julian Egan of Irving Police Department said. Police allege that he went to the yacht club Wednesday night at Point Lone, California, near San Diego, to steal the boat. He aborted the attempt of theft when the boat's propeller became entangled in a rope. Law officials say it was the point he is believed to have headed to Riverside, where he alleged shot 2 police officers. He pointed a gun at the victim at the yacht club and demanded the boat, LT Davis of Rowitz of San Diego Police Department said. Police say the rifle marksman shot at 4 officers in 2 incidents overnight, hitting 3 of them, 1 in Corona, California, and 2 in Riverside, California. Sergeant Rudy Lopez of the LAPD said 2 LAPD officers were in Corona and headed out on a special detail to check on one of the individuals named in Darnell's manifesto. Darnell alleged Garrett grazed one of them but missed the other. This is an extremely tense situation, Lopez said. We call this a manhunt. We approached it cautious because of the prosperity of what he has already happened. The Riverside Police Department said 2 of all of its officers were shot before one of them died. A KABC TV reporter, the other is in stable condition with 2 gunshot wounds, police said. They were on a routine patrol stop at a stoplight when they were ambushed. LT Guy Tucson of the Riverside Police Department said. In the manifesto Doran published online, he threatened at least 12 people by name, along with their families. He says, your lack of ethics and conspiracy to wrong a just individual are over. suppressing the truth will lead to deadly consequences for you and your family, Donor wrote in his manifesto. A badge and identification belongs to... Did y'all hear what I just said? Hear what this man wrote on Facebook? This man published online. This is what this man said. He said, your lack of...
Damn, he went to Facebook. He's serious.
He said, your lack of ethics and conspiring to wrong a just individual are over. Suppressing the truth will lead to deadly consequences for you and your family. He ain't playing. A badge and identification belongs
to... Hey, hey, he's white, isn't he?
No, he's black.
What? A Negro? Yeah.
It says a badge
identification. We're dumb.
Loaded donor have been found in San Diego, according to San Diego Police Sergeant Rye Batrick. Donor LAPD badge and ID were found by someone near the city airport and turned into the police overnight, the Associated Press reported. Police around Southern California are wearing tactical gear, including helmets and guns, across their chest. The light-up signs along California Highway show the license plate number of donor's car and say to call 911 if it's seen. The problem, police say, is that they believe donor is switching license plates on his car, a 2005 charcoal gray Nissan Titan pickup truck. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Charlie Beck said today that 40 protective details have been deployed to protect officers and their families. We are taking all measures possible to ensure safety of our officers and families, he said. Wow. And it goes on to a whole lot of stuff. Oh, man, to read more of the article, just go in and look for Christopher Donna Manhunt, former LAPD officer. So, Good Morning News America, and check that out. But this man is going bananas. He's going bananas. He's talking about he's gonna murk the whole family.
Damn.
This man is like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to murk y'all motherfuckers. Y'all fire me over bullshit. I'm going to murk y'all motherfuckers.
Oh, it's because he got fired.
He got fired in 2008. It says down in a little bit where it says he was a police officer from 2005. Donner was with the department from 2005 until 2008 when he was fired for making false statements. And he also killed two people. A female and a dude. Yes.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yep. Y'all also killed this.
People getting crazy.
Female dude. What is he going? That nigga is murky motherfuckers, and he's not playing. He is not playing.
Yo, what? That's... I don't even know. Okay. I mean, like, besides, like, dude was crazy as hell and tried to be threatening. Like, damn, I don't even know. People have lost their minds completely. That's crazy.
Where's the fucking not an 8-year-old girl gets pregnant and have a baby at 9, and now a motherfucker going around just birth them. Murky motherfuckers.
Probably hit rock bottom. That's what happened. He hit rock bottom. That's what happened. He probably hit rock bottom. That's all. Just rock bottom. That's exactly what happened. He hit rock bottom. He probably fucked up his life. His wife probably left him or some shit.
Boothang.
I wouldn't. Uh-huh.
Boothang. Let's see. Boothang having technical difficulties again.
She probably asleep.
Yeah, home. Yeah. But yeah, y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167 at 714-242-6167. Go ahead and let us know what you think about these two situations, one with the 9-year-old girl and one with the ex LAPD officer going buck wild, murking everybody in sight. we should get back into this music because, you know, what's up with it?
I'm going to need you to give me an email address because someone actually sent me a song and then, you know, I got to send it over or whatever. But, man, it's pretty decent. I like it a lot.
Okay.
Definitely want people to check it out. I actually met, I think I know who it is, too. I met this kid today. And then he showed me some shit. But, yeah, this is definitely legit. He sure did just send it in. And I listened to it, and I like it.
Definitely.
It's pretty G. So when you get done with this, just holler at me.
Call me when your nigga ain't around. I don't mind being the dude on the side. You did.
Turn around. Let me lick you from your neck down to your navel. Cause shawty, you look red. Forget the bed. I wanna lay your body right here on the table. So just hold it steady. I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hands up. Lay back while you do me. Jump right out the shower into the jacuzzi. Giving you what your body wants.
A boyfriend number two.
Cause the first one he don't really seem like he know what to do.
A boyfriend number two.
And I know your life is crazy. So I'm gonna give it to you.
A boyfriend number two.
Don't fuck, don't fight, don't argue.
It's just in place. It's always got a whole life to prove. So whenever you get in the mood,
just come.
Boyfriend number two.
Double 10.
I'ma pick you up and put you on a counter. Girl, you feel so sad.
I'm not your other man.
I'ma take my time and kiss all around ya.
Only if you let me.
I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hands up. Lay back while you do me. Jump right out the shower into the jacuzzi. Giving you what your body wants.
A boyfriend number two.
Cause the first one he don't really seem like he know what to do.
A boyfriend number two.
Don't fight, don't argue.
you like to expand your market with advertising and promote the over 600,000 homes? Contact
Lifeline Connect
for all your advertising needs throughout the state of Minnesota. Contact us at 612-231-2505. That's 612-231-2505.
Lifeline Connect.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
This portion of Soda Pop Radio is brought to you by Shaka Khan Big School of Nail Design.
At Shaka Khan Big School of Nail Design, where you can get your degree in 6 to 8 years. Shaka Convict, where you did the crime and now it's your time to make other people shine. That Shaka Convict School of Nails Design.
Hi, my name is Ruth Booties Russell Simmons, and I'm here with a testimonial for Shaka Khan Nail Designs. In my 46 years locked up at Stillwater Correctional Facility, I'm also proficient now in doing nails, hair braidings. I braided nuts hair, I've braided chest hair, I'm going to be doing nails. So if you're locked up, make use of your time. Don't just spend all your time giving away your behinds. And when you get out, and you can do something with yourself. Hey.
Off your shoulder, barely sober, telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying. And oh, you dance like how, like ballet and no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before, and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance, and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, man, it's been a while. I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it, and I fall.
Yeah, it's Through It All Thursdays, and I'm your host, DJ Keyshawn, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, and I got my co-hosts in the building with me doing the damn Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, get ready for that Feel Yourself Friday. Hey, tomorrow's starting a special fucking day for us, man.
You know, hey, did you say Feel Yourself Fridays?
Yeah.
I like that. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's so dope. I fuck with it.
Yeah, tomorrow's a special third day for us, man, on Feel Yourself Fridays. We got a new segment going on Feel Yourself Fridays, man. I'm going to put it out there. We definitely have our Trash It or Blast It on Feel Yourself Fridays. You know what I mean? Trash It or Blast It. We're going to have everybody run around and talk about, we ain't talking about Rush It or Flush It. We talking about Trash It or Blast It.
That's some serious shit right here.
If your music is trash, it's getting thrown in there. But if your music is that shit, it's going to get blasted with the stars. You dig? I'm going to blast that shit all the way to the moon. There. Trash It or Blast It, man.
I fucked with that. For real, that's
dope, so the reason for Trash It or Blast It is because I know how hard it is to get on.
Yo, that seems kind of harsh, man. Like, when it's time to trash someone's shit. Like, how you going to tell someone, like, damn, dog, your shit's trash, bro? Like,
I mean, hey, it is what it is. It's just like, man, okay, like, we got KMOJ. KMOJ got Rush It or Flush It, right? So it's kind of hard to tell people, well, shit, your shit got flushed, nigga. Come back with something better.
Hell no. All right, shit, I guess. It's whatever.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, artists, if y'all listening, tuning in, send your music to bmarkeisha@yahoo.com. We consider it to be on Trash It or Blast It. You know, same concept. You're going to put it up against some other music and see which one gets moved on. You know what I'm saying? It's the same version as Rush It or Flush It, but you know, we ain't gonna make it hard for you to get your music played on Trash It or Blast It. You send it to us, we gonna put it on Trash It or Blast It. You send your music to us talking about I want this mark for Trash It or Blast It. We gonna put it on there. I don't care how garbage I think it is or how good I think it is. I'm gonna play it and I'm gonna put it on there. And it's really a vote. It's not the vote for the co-host or the host. It's really the vote of the callers that we get in to, you know, and that want to be trashed. So you make sure that I'm going to let you know that, oh, yeah, it's going to be on this week's segment. So you need to make sure you get your callers in to promote it that day. And, you know, saying whatever comes out with the best, like I said, the best man wins. The last man wins. You know what I'm saying?
So like,
move on to the next round. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, how you doing it? Like, is it, like, a tournament or just, like, are we judging them individually? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, is a song going up against another song or is it just...
Yeah, it's going up against another song, but at the same time, you know, people call in and talk about, so-and-so song jumping off the Richter scale. name of the song.
I feel like it should be like individual. I definitely feel like it's individual because you shouldn't be able to like judge and battle like people's songs. You know, people got different type of styles and stuff like that, and people got different type of taste. So like, I feel like it should be individual. Just period. If it's good, it's good. Yeah. If it's not, it's trash. You know what I'm saying? And if it's good, it's going to stay on our show, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to continue to play it and then until it get trash.
Hey, we
going to
trash that shit. That shit going straight to the trash.
Well, no, it got to be a little bit more competitive than that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to make...
Well, then we can see who's the hottest. We can see who got the hottest song, you know what I'm saying? We can always do that. Like, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But
you
like,
got to like, okay, say for instance, I got this song here, I got song B, and then I got song A. So... people that vote for BA saying, you know, they want to blast the song. So how many people vote to blast this song compared to how many people vote to trash this song? So if you get more blasted votes than this other song,
but see,
you
like,
move to the next
what I was,
round.
Like, thinking is, like, yeah, all right, that's dope. But, like, for instance, like, okay, what if there's, like, two really good songs? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just trash it just because the other one won the vote. You know what I'm saying? Because it's still a good song.
But if they get the same amount of votes saying that okay they want to blast it, then we'll move both of them to the next round.
True. Yeah. True.
Until one of them get trashed. You see what I'm saying?
True.
One of them gotta get trashed.
Period. One of them gotta get trashed to move to the next week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, move to the next week. Oh, okay. And then next week they better have a new song then.
Yeah, it'll be this one that got blasted will be played again next week with another song. If that song gets the most votes than this song did, then that other song is gonna move on to the next week. It could be in this. It could be raining for a whole month that it's been getting blasted for a whole month.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's what's up.
Y'all artists out there, that's how it's gonna work on Trash It Don't Blast the segment. You know, get your music in. You know, it's gonna be to the whoever votes, the masses vote. Man, if you get enough votes, so you better have your people call in and, you know, vote on your song to be blasted. Period. You gotta build. This is how you build your fan base.
Oh my little nigga, Snapback TC. Did he ever get up with you? Because I told him he needs to get his shit up on here so we can blast him and trash his shit. That's my little brother, but we'll trash his shit too.
Did
he ever get up with you?
Whole world.
Yeah, he got at me. I got something for him, and I've been waiting for it to Saturday to go and throw it out there. But you know what? You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to play it tomorrow with the Trash and Blasted.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to play with the Trash and Blasted tomorrow. He's going to go up against, I already got two songs already that's going to be in the Trash and Blasted.
Yeah,
thing.
Hey, did you get that song that I sent?
I haven't looked at the email yet. I haven't looked at the
email.
Oh,
man, I just listened to it, and that shit's fire, dog. That shit's definitely, it's hot. I like it a lot. I think they going somewhere with that shit.
I'm going to listen to it after the show, definitely. But you know what? We got that segment, and I'm a love for yourself Friday, man. I think we got a pretty good lineup from Monday to Saturday. You know what I'm saying? We got that Big Sell Monday. We got that Turned Up Tuesday. We got that
Tuesday.
We got that Way Back Wednesday. We got that Thursday with your R&B songs, and then we got your Feel Yourself Fridays, and then we got Saturday. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you know, we got a good thing going on this week, man. If y'all into the Soda Pop Radio from 8:30 to 10:30, I don't know what the hell y'all doing out there, man. Y'all doing wrong.
It's sleeping. Nothing comes to a sleep but a dream. So they need to get in tune for that next time.
They need to get in tune. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, you get the hottest news. Like I said, I ain't trying to be the biggest radio station. I ain't trying to be the big. I'm trying to help everybody. If you need some help, come on down to Soda Pop Radio. We might have some pop your ass, but you know we're gonna keep it popping and help you get the popping.
We might get job info for you. We might get street knowledge for you. We might
And you know what? I'm gonna spin up. I'm gonna go ahead and spit out there the up and coming interviews we have. Let's see. Let me go in my palm pilot. Let me check my palm pilot. Let me check my palm. I ain't doing that.
He did that pimp laugh. He said. Yo, that shit was funny as fuck, yo.
You know, hey, check this out. We have, for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out what we got going because, you know, we Soda Pop is going to get into a movement that people, it's going to be that left hook that you don't see. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's definitely going to be hot. It's going to be fire, for sure.
Look, check this out. We have next. On Tuesday, Turned Up Tuesday, on the 12th, we have Sick in the House. Sick from Stillwell Records. We got him in the house. We're going to do a big interview on him, big things, you know what I'm saying? And then Saturday on the 16th, we have Minnesota Fats. We got some real lined up shit going on around here at Soda Pop Radio. We trying to do it big, and we trying to help our local artists get to where they need to get to because they need to be blasted to the moon and into the stars.
By the way, people, we have more than that, too. I got some people up my sleeve, too. I'm just going to have mine be surprises, though.
Yeah.
We definitely got
stuff popping around here. But I'm going to get back to this music, and in the next 5 or 10 minutes, we're going to do our shots out and keep it moving, pimping. You know what I'm saying? Because I checked my pop out, and it's time to listen to some music. You know what I mean?
And
to all y'all females, we out there. We all there.
Hello. I am subconscious. Don't be afraid. I'm yours, but alone. I am the projector, and you the projection. And I am always supreme.
you.
Walking into places and girls just start just like trying to just tackle me. Just fucking just wanna fucking that's what I'm waiting for. Yeah. Waiting for that moment. I just walk everywhere, fucking think I was the Jonas Brothers on some shit, bro.
Yeah. They're ready for the boom to bed.
It's coming. Hey, it's coming.
It's tax season, man. You can go start bed and put them in the bed now.
Oh shit. Damn, and there's a female.
You know
that female here. Come on now. What'd you say?
They're going to be asking, what you doing tonight? And you're going to be like, nothing. Let me check my power once again. I ain't doing nothing. Do you need me to put you to bed? Well, hold up. Wait a minute, baby. When the taxes come, What day you text?
I ain't gonna be able to put you to bed around. Let me check. 9:30.
It's about that time for us to go ahead and give our shout out. You know what I'm saying? So you go ahead and let my co-host go first to give a shout out, and then I'm gonna get into this last song for y'all ladies. I will let y'all know this last song is really for y'all ladies to understand that it's tax season, and you know a man gonna be a man for real. So my co-host, go ahead and give y'all a shout out, and then we finish.
He said it's tax season. Oh yeah, but go ahead, Boo.
Boo thing.
Damn, what are you doing? Sleep? Wake up.
Oh, she didn't hung up. She having technical
difficulties.
Yeah. Go ahead, give me a shout out.
It's your boy Wayne, man. Definitely appreciate whoever's tuning in with us still. Just keep following. Follow me on Twitter at Jester651. Also, check out Easy's website, y'all. That shit's going pretty hard at Easy Don't Sleep, but just ESY. DontSleep.com. Definitely check it out. It's dope. And go leave a little comment. Remember to vote. Still voting around here, so keep voting. Shout out to my homegirl Shay that's supposed to have been calling in. She said she was too shy. I told her I was going to give her a shout out anyway. So shout out to her. And just shout out to anybody who's just fucking with Rise and Shine in the movement. We're just going to keep moving and moving it.
Definitely. You know, I got to give a shout-out to my girl, my baby up in here. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a shout-out to the rest of my kids. I got to give a – first of all, I got to give a shout-out to that man upstairs, you know what I'm saying, holding me down. Then I got to give a shout-out to myself because I'm a G that I am. You know what I'm saying? I keep it pushing and keep it moving in the boss way, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, my nigga got his award speech.
And, you know, I give a shout-out to the whole Twin Cities, man. Y'all doing y'all things. I've been watching, you know what I'm saying? I see how y'all coming up. I see the game that changed, and I understand the game, and I see how y'all really is hungry out here trying to get it, and I believe that we're going to be next up getting it. I got to give a shout-out to my dude, Easy, man. He's doing big things and still going to keep doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Rise and Shine, SBE, and everybody else, you know. And that's my shout out for today. Boo Thang, you gotta give me shout out real quick, like.
I just wanna shout out to the same old, you know, my peoples, everybody listening in the go, everybody that's just supporting our whole little radio thing we got going on, my kids and everybody that's, you know, just in the struggle right now, doing their thing, making it out here.
Yeah. Well, y'all heard it from us.
Hold on, before we go out. There's a couple of things I forgot too. You made me feel bad. Shout out to my little girl. Always. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to my baby. Shout out to my nigga Lil Mo too, man. He from the go. As soon as you said go, you know what I'm saying? I just thought about that. That's my nigga right there. BM Volume 2 is coming out too, so y'all cop that, man. That's just gonna be hot.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, about this.
Check it. Ladies, some of y'all wouldn't go through some of the things y'all go through. Just took time and think about it for a little while. Don't be our fault all the time. You know, sometimes it be your own fault. Saying in a bad way, but you know, you thought about it for a little while. Maybe it's the people you choose. There you go, pointing fingers, mad like it was all his fault. But if you really let it linger, then you can see how you got caught. 'Cause somebody had to pick him, and that somebody was you. So next time, be more careful. Kindly follow these rules. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework or your nose is gonna work. 'Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. True to
did your homework or you knew that it won't work? Cause a man is gonna be a man. I hope this song can help you, cause sometimes we don't hear. And that's why we got two ears, so we can listen more than we see. But some people are just bitter, it's really always who you choose. So next time be more careful, and kindly follow these rules. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework so you know it's gonna work, cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. Shoulda did your homework, woulda knew that it won't work, cause a man is gonna be a man.
Gotta do your homework.
Cause a man is gonna be a man.
Gotta do your homework.
If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework so you know if it's gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework so you know if it's gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. Should've did your homework, but you knew that it won't work. Cause a man is gonna be a man.